Welcome to Storytime with Chava. Today's story is taken from the book called Stories That the Rebbe Told Us, published by Malchus HaKesser, and is called The Secret of the Stove. From time to time, the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman, would give over Chassidic Maimarim to his Chassidim. Many Chassidim would come especially to hear the Rebbe speak. They would listen intently to his every word, not wanting to miss anything. One year, the Rebbe changed his usual routine. In addition to the Maimer Chassidus that he said in public, he also began to teach a special Maimer on Friday nights. These were said late at night, and only his sons were allowed to hear them. Sometimes, but rarely, a few special people were also allowed to join them. The Alter Rebbe's apartment was divided into two sections. In one section lived the family, and the second section was divided into two parts. In one part, the Chassidim would wait before entering into Yechidus with the Rebbe, and the other was where the Alter Rebbe would say his special Chassidic Maimarim. Inside the wall that divided the two parts was a large stove. During the cold winter nights, logs of wood would be placed inside and burned, and the fire would spread a comfortable warmth throughout the house. The Rebbe's grandson also lived in the house, the future Reb Nachum Mendel Tzemach Tzedek. Although he was still a young boy, he was already knowledgeable in many parts of Torah. Whenever the Alter Rebbe would give over a Maimer Chassidus to his Chassidim, the young Menachem Mendel would be among the listeners. Though he was only 8 years old, he very much wanted to hear the special Maimari Chassidus that the Rebbe said in his private room. He begged his grandfather to give him permission to enter the room to listen, but he refused. The youngster continued pleading, but all his efforts were unsuccessful. The Alter Rebbe absolutely refused to allow his young grandson to be present when he gave over the special Maimari. The young boy, however, did not give up. The next time that the Rebbe spoke, Menachem Mendel stepped into the large stove that separated between the two rooms. He hid himself well and waited for the Alter Rebbe to start. The Rebbe would say his Maimari Chassidus out loud and with a special tune. And so, the Tzemach Tzedek succeeded in hearing the Maimer clearly from his hiding place. This went on for a number of weeks. One Friday night, it was exceptionally cold. It was the middle of the winter, and there were strong snowstorms. Inside the Rebbe's house, it was freezing cold, and the non-Jewish servant went outside to bring logs to put into the stove. He began placing the logs inside the large stove, but without success. The logs just wouldn't go inside. What did the servant do? He placed the logs in front of the stove and lit them. If the logs had been inside the stove, the smoke would have gone out the chimney. But because they had been put on the front of the stove, the smoke filled the entire room. The servant became anxious and tried to push the burning logs inside so that the smoke wouldn't choke the household, but without success. The entire house filled with thick, heavy smoke. So the servant then decided to extinguish the fire, to put out the fire, take the logs out, and try to find out why the logs would not go into the stove. After putting out the burning logs, he moved them from the stove's opening and looked inside. A terrible cry left his lips. He ran inside the house, all the while screaming horrified cries. Hearing this, the entire household gathered around him. "What happened? Why are you so upset?" they asked the servant. "Look, look, look inside the stove. There's a boy laying there," he answered, screaming all the while. Very alarmed, everyone ran towards the stove. To their utter shock, they saw a boy lying there, unconscious. The thick and stifling smoke that surrounded the stove prevented them from identifying the youth. They couldn't tell who he was. Only after several minutes had passed did they realize that the unconscious boy inside the stove was none other than the young Menachem Mendel, the Rebbe's grandson. Everyone panicked. They tried to waken the boy, but they did not succeed. The boy did not wake up, and in a panic, they took him to his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. And wonder of wonders, as soon as the Rebbe placed his holy hands on the boy's head, he woke up. As he opened his eyes, his grandmother, Rebbetzin Sterna, asked him, "What were you doing in the stove? Why did you go inside?" Nachmendel answered his grandmother, "I very much wanted to hear the Maimari Chassidus that Zaydis says in his room, but he didn't give me permission to enter, so I decided to get around it by going into the stove every Friday night. That way I could hear very well what Zaydis said." "But why didn't you go out of the stove when you felt the servant putting in the wood?" asked his grandmother in surprise. Menachem Mendel answered her sincerely, "How could I go out of the stove when Zayde was in the middle of a Maimer Chassidus? I did not want to miss even one word of what he was saying." The Rebbetzin was amazed at what he said. Quickly she ran to her husband's room and confronted him. "Look at what might have happened to our beloved grandson. He almost burned to death. You allow others to come to listen to your Maimer, but your own grandson, who you love so dearly and who begged you to let him enter, you do not give him permission to come?" "Shh," answered the Alter Rebbe. "One can acquire the Torah only by actual Mesiras Nefesh. Our grandson Menachem Mendel had true Mesiras Nefesh in order to learn Torah. From now on, every Friday night, he may come into my room and hear the special Maimare Chassidus." "Don't worry," he calmed his wife. "He will be healthy and merit a long life."